And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind. Which one you are, I'd like to wake
up. It is The Savage Nation. Welcome to the program. I appreciate your tuning in tonight. For 2 days, I've been talking about a circumcision ritual. Tonight, I'm not going to talk about a circumcision ritual, but I'm going to talk about the persecution of another religious group in the United States of America who nobody gives a damn about because they're not a voting bloc, and they are the Amish. Do you know that your government has sentenced Amish people 15 years in jail for cutting the beards of their neighbors? Now, if I made this up and said it occurred in the Soviet Union, you'd say, well, I can understand Stalin doing that to get rid of some political enemies. The United States of America has thrown the book at a group of Amish people and given them up to 15 years in prison. These are gentle, kind, nonviolent people. They mind their businesses. They mind their business and their businesses. They're traditional descendants of an old Christian sect, the Amish I'm talking about. They don't live in the modern world. Your government, under Barack Hussein Obama, and one of his federal Nazi prosecutors, whose name I will give you shortly, have thrown the book at the Amish, 15 years in prison for cutting the beards of their neighbors. You say, well, why should I care about that? Why should you care about that? Why should you care about that? There is war in the Jewish community in Brooklyn between the Satmar Hasids and the Lubavitch Hasids. They beat each other up. They do things to each other. And they take care of it internally. So why would they then, why would the government take the Amish and crucify them for an internal dispute and throw them in jail for 15 years, break up the families, and separate them out of state where the families can't even visit them because they don't fly and they don't drive? They use horses and buggies. Why would your fascist Nazi government do this to the Amish? I'll ask you another question. John Corzine, 0 years for $1.7 billion in missing dollars. We're not saying he stole it. I wouldn't suggest that at all. He's an honest man. He's the former director of Goldman Sachs. He's the former governor of New Jersey, a senator. He would never steal a dime. But under his watch, John Corzine, $1.7 billion went missing. He received 0 days in prison. In fact, he's never been prosecuted. But the Amish cut the neighbor's beard off, and they got 15 years in jail. I'll ask you a question. How come MS-13 gang members who kill people get less sentences in the United States of America? How come drug dealers are given lower sentences than beard cutters? How did this happen? Who is the prosecutor? Do you care? Well, you don't care because you're not an Amish. When they came for the Amish, you didn't raise your voice because you're not Amish. You don't understand how Nazi Germany worked, do you? You know the phrase, don't you, that was written? When they came for the communists, I didn't raise my voice because I wasn't a communist. When they came for the trade unionists, I didn't raise my voice because I wasn't a trade unionist. When they came for the Jews, I didn't raise my voice because I wasn't a Jew. When they came for me, there was no one left to defend me because everybody was in jail. Cardinal Niemöller wrote that. Cardinal Niemöller wrote that, a very, very saintly religious man. So I feel I have to raise my voice for the Amish. I don't have a question to ask you. It's on michaelsavage.com. Amish crucified by government. 15 years in jail for beard cutting of their neighbors. How is this possible? Well, here are some of the other stories on michaelsavage.com. And before I get to them, and I'll give you all the news of the day, I want to play an Associated Press report on the Amish beard cutting in clip 22.
An Amish community in Ohio held its end-of-school celebration early so that family members could have a last chance to spend time together. Four women and one man go to prison on Friday, following nine other Amish people already there.
We didn't do it for a hate crime or for kidnapping or anything. It was more just a family dispute.
The Amish men and women were sentenced for forcibly cutting the hair and beards of their fellow Amish men and women. Married Amish men don't cut their beards, and women don't cut their hair.
Okay.
The Amish
now,
also don't.
Not only did the Nazi government Not only did your Nazi federal government do this to the Amish, and they'll do it to you too. If you don't understand what I'm saying to you, I'm going to make you understand how dangerous this is. To let this Nazi prosecutor get away with this without raising my voice would make me complicit in the Nazi-like behavior of this prosecutor. How is this possible in America that nobody's raising their voice for the Amish but me? And I never met an Amish person. I don't even know who they are. I don't know who they are. But if they can come for the Amish and put them in jail for cutting the beards of their neighbors and give them 15 years, they can come for you for no reason whatsoever. Who did this to them? Assistant U.S. Attorney Bridget Brennan is one of the prosecutors whose name we have found. She tried to keep them from even have a bond a year ago, so she wanted them thrown in jail. She has a name, Assistant U.S. Attorney Bridget Brennan. That's the only name we've been able to find so far of the, in my opinion, the fascist Nazi federal prosecutorial regime in the United States of America. You should be outraged by this. Why is this government going after religious people? Don't you see the bigger picture? If they can take the Amish and throw them in prison for 15 years for a simple act of cutting their neighbor's beard off in a dispute, calling it a hate crime, what could they do to Jews, Christians, or Muslims in this country? Anything they wish. And that's why you, the listener of the Savage Nation, have an obligation to pay careful attention. All day long, you've heard everything about guns and this and that. Great, I'm glad. I'm not going to talk about the obvious. You've heard it all day long. We've heard about it, but you haven't heard about this, have you? Now let's listen to the next soundbite on your fascist Nazi federal prosecutorial regime going after the Amish. Listen to 23.
The Amish also don't drive cars or fly in planes. That's why members of the community say the federal government's decision to sentence the men and women to prisons in several different states is an unfair burden.
I never dreamed I'd get a plane ride. This is just about too far for one driver to go to drive up there and back.
To me, it's an injustice to our community because we've been told several times that when someone is moved, the law book says they can't move them more than 300 miles so we can have visitation.
The Amish defendants didn't deny the hair and beard cutting, but they said it stemmed from religious and family disputes and should have been handled internally.
I believe the prosecutor should be imprisoned for a hate crime. I believe that I'm going to work on this for the next 3 days. I'm going to get you the name of the prosecutor who did this to them. I'm going to call for the investigation, a criminal investigation of the prosecutor who did this to the Amish, and I'm going to call for their arrest and trial for a hate crime against the Amish. That's what I'm going to do for the next 3 days. And I hope you join me because I'm going to start a defense fund for the Amish. How do you like that? I have raised money for soldiers unfairly accused. I have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for soldiers unfairly accused. I've raised lots of money for police unfairly accused, none of whom I've ever met, incidentally. Never got a thank you note from any of them. Don't need it. There's such a thing as right and wrong. And I am telling you this is one of the greatest injustices that I've ever seen in my life. They called it a hate crime. Now, not only that, but because of their religious beliefs, they are not allowed to be separated by more than 300 miles. And yet this fascist Nazi regime separated them by 1,500 miles in some cases, putting them in prisons with hardened prisoners from the third world who will kill them in prison, who will persecute them in prison. Why is your government destroying this Christian sect? Look deeply into what I am saying. Look deeply into what I am saying. Why is Obama partying on like a psychotic teenager in the White House while a grave injustice is being done to innocent Amish people in America? I know this doesn't matter to you very much. Trust me, my instincts tell me you could care less. Because it's not you. What do you care about the Amish? You know, what do you give a damn? What do you give a damn about? Who are they? A bunch of clowns with a buggy and a whip. And they make plates and they make a wax candle. Who gives a damn what happens to them? Well, that's one attitude. That's an attitude you can take. You could take that attitude. It wouldn't matter to you. Well, if I can raise money to try and save elephants because the butchers in the UN are letting the elephants be butchered so that the pigs in China, the bourgeois pigs in China, can show off a tusk, then I can also get excited about Amish being crucified by Barack Hussein Obama's federal Nazi police force, given 15 years for beard cutting. I want this case retried. I want this retried on appeal. I want the federal prosecutor tried for a hate crime for persecuting them. Do you think I'm right or wrong? That's what I want to know. I'd like to know what's behind this case. Does anyone know? I'd like to know what you think of this case. WMAL, John, you're on the Savage Nation. Your opinion, please.
Yes. I live in Pennsylvania, and these are very, very shrewd people. Now, I'm not saying that what they did was right or correct. It's their beliefs, but putting the law system in place of going against or against the civil rights of the people of what they believe in is not necessarily right of what was pursued. There's many worse people out there, but
all right. So let's start with that. There are worse crimes than cutting your neighbor's beard. Do you think that the punishment matches the crime?
No, absolutely not. But
so why do you think Obama has permitted this and croons with the singers in the White House while this grave injustice? Not one Jew has come to the aid of the Amish. Not one Christian has come to the aid of the Amish. Not one Protestant has come to the aid of the Amish. Not one Muslim has come to the aid of the Amish. Not one Buddhist has come to the aid of the Amish. Only yours truly is coming to the aid of the Amish. Why am I doing it? Because if they did this to the Amish, they could do it to you.
And they are outside the system. They do not believe in the laws of the federal system.
No, the reason that they're being, the book was thrown at them is for two reasons. One, the government is testing how far they can go in taking down a minority religious sect and see if there's an outcry in the country. That's number one. Number two, the government is going to seize property and steal their property from them in some form of a rigged up punishment. Number three, there's something else involved here that I don't know anything about. I can't put my finger on it. For the federal government to give a man 15 years and four women, by the way, and then separate the families by 1,000 miles so they can't even visit each other, putting them in prison with MS-13 gang members, Russian mafia gang members. Why are they doing this to them? It's like the Soviet Union.
I can tell you that
the Amish are to the Christians what the Hasidic Jews are to the Jews. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Let me explain that again. What the Hasidic Jewish community is to the mainstream Jewish community is what the Amish are to the mainstream Christian community. They're a small offshoot that practices a primitive form of Christianity, and they live in another dimension and another time. And that is why we must protect them. They are the most vulnerable of all religious people in the United States of America. But there's another element, and here's the sad part. Thank God for the Jewish community in Brooklyn. They have representation because they're a large voting bloc, and the politicians are afraid of them. They won't touch them, thank God. They learned from the Holocaust to join together. The Amish don't have those numbers. They're not a voting bloc. They have no representation whatsoever. They have no congressman. They certainly don't have a senator. And as we all know, they certainly don't have a president. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom. the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
KSFO traffic in South San Francisco now. Southbound 101 starts to slow right there at Grand Avenue and bogs down past SFO, and it continues and stretches down to Highway 92. Picks up after that, but then a three-car accident east Palo Alto at Willow Avenue was in the third lane from the left, trying to get them off to the right-hand shoulder. Still has traffic slow to just beyond the Oregon Expressway. We still have a high wind advisory on the San Mateo Bridge. I'm Carolyn Burns. KSFO.
Tim Sullivan from Monarch Retirement Group constantly strives to make your retirement and investing goals a reality.
This is a scary marketplace. Monarch Retirement is a company that works to secure your financial future. And for everybody that's interested, we do offer a complimentary consultation, which does include a navigator, which is a planning tool we supply to each and every person we meet. We'll discuss the investing, retirement, insurance. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan.
Call Tim Sullivan at Monarch Retirement Group toll-free to help navigate your investment future. 866-666-9996. That's 866-666-9996. Or go to monarchretirement.com. Tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSFO 560 to Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Securities and advisory services offered through SII Investments, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. SII and Monarch Retirement Group are separate companies.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580. 800-460-3580.
Bigger may be better, but it doesn't cost more during Mattress Discounter's $197 mattress sale. Because right now, you can get a Serta mattress, any size, for just $197 each piece when you buy the complete set. Any size, twin, full, queen, or king. And you always get Mattress Discounter's lowest price or its free guarantee. Look for the red tag and save big. The $197 mattress sale is on now.
Mattress Discounters.
On the next morning show, it's a Thirsty Thursday. We'll bust the president's budget. We'll shoot up the Senate's gun plan. Pew, pew. And you, the caller, 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green on KSFO.
Do you think I'm wrong for raising such a loud voice in defense of the Amish? Do you think that I shouldn't do it? Like, who cares about them? Who are they, a bunch of throwbacks? What do you care? Let's move on. It's not about a Harvey Weinstein movie. It's not about some slut in Hollywood, some junkie drug addict coming out for gun control. It's not for some false man pretending to be a lover. I mean, what is this about? What country am I living in? I never thought I'd wake up and read that. I can't believe it. This is an eye for an eye. You cut a beard and you go to jail for 15 years? That's an eye for an eye? They made it a hate crime? Who did this? Who in the federal government did this, and why are they doing it is the bigger question. Why would they give this man, who, by the way, didn't even participate in the beard cutting? Do you know that? Samuel Mullet Sr., who did not participate in the five hair and beard cutting incidents, was tried as the leader of the campaign. He was given 15 years in prison. 15 others were given lighter sentences. For what? Why is your government spending a fortune? Why did they spend a fortune busting these people, persecuting the people, and sending them to jail for 15? You say, well, what does it have to do with me? I have to pay my bills tomorrow. I got a headache listening to you. What does this mean to me? I don't know. What does it mean to you? What does anything mean to you? You could care only about yourself, or you can care about someone else, or you can care about... Well, you see, there's a bigger picture here. If they can do this to the Amish and get away with it, they can do it to you. Tomorrow they can come for a Buddhist sect that they may not like. Then the next day they can come for a Jewish sect that they may not like. They can come for another Christian sect. They can come for a Muslim sect. Don't you understand what I'm saying to you? This is a crime against humanity. If this happened... Let's put it to you another way. What if you read that a group of Christians who are innocent, they don't practice any violence, they live a simple life, they ride in buggies and whip and a buggy, they make very simple crafts, they marry, they have children, they're very clean living, and they lived in a country called, North Korea. And then we read that the North Korean government found that some of these Christians engaged in a dispute with their neighboring Christians and cut their beards off. And Kim Jong-un prosecuted them with his favorite prosecutor, and they gave the man 15 years in prison. The UN would be all over this, wouldn't it? All of the self-righteous liberal phonies. I love the ones who ride around in Marin County, California, on their cars saying, free Tibet. I'm stunned by it. Free Tibet, that's the only thing on their mind. The gerbil man started that. Free Tibet, that's their biggest problem. Here, right in their own country, the Amish are being treated worse than the Tibetans are being treated by the Chinese. This is the most grievous case of religious persecution I have seen in my lifetime in the United States of America. I've never seen anything like this. That's why I'm shocked. He who saves a single life, it is as though he has saved the entire world. Help me save these poor people from Barack Hussein Obama's federal prosecutors.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-728.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
KSFO traffic in South San Francisco, southbound 101. It is slow at Grand Avenue. It also continues on past SFO, and it continues and stretches down to Highway 92. Picks up for a little bit then, but a new accident has popped up, southbound 101 at Holly Street. It's a three-car accident in the center divide there, partially in the left lane. Also a three-car accident East Palo Alto, southbound 101 at Willow Avenue. It was in the third lane from the left, but they're getting them off to the right-hand shoulder. However, at the moment, part of a bumper is still in the slow lanes there. You'll find the traffic is slow to just beyond the Oregon Expressway. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's Les Schwab's Spring Tire Sale, one of their biggest sales of the year. Head in and get great deals on some of their most popular tires, but hurry. The Spring Tire Sale ends April 30th. Les Schwab, home of the best tire value promise.
Cash Call has some great news. Yes, we still have cash to lend you with no collateral or security, but here's the really good news. For a limited time, we also have a $25 check for you just for applying.
That's right.
As long as you have a checking account and a monthly income, we'll send you a $25 check when you complete and submit your loan application, even if you don't actually get the loan. Why? Because we're confident that you'll see how much better a cash call loan is than other options, such as a payday advance or trying to borrow money from your family. With our loans, you can get up to $5,000 in as fast as a day with no collateral, even if your credit's not perfect. Use the cash to get out of the jam you're in, then pay it back early with no fees or penalties to keep the interest expense down. So why not make the cash call at 866-590-CASH, apply, and get your $25 check.
Offer valid for first-time applicants only and may be canceled at any time. Loans made pursuant to Department of Corporation's California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Every now and then, a great offer comes around that's just hard to believe. I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, and I want to share with you an easy way to brighten up your world. With every new System Pavers project for completion by April 30th, we'll throw in absolutely free $1,500 of our amazing energy-efficient LED landscape lighting, which will magically light up and complement your yard. Love your home again with beautiful outdoor living spaces by System Pavers. Driveways, patios, pool decks, fire pits and fireplaces, custom-built-in barbecue islands, pizza ovens, water features, pergolas, and year-round green turf. And if you call right now at 877-PAVE-002, you'll get your landscape lighting, a $1,500 value, absolutely free. Don't wait for the lights to go out on this amazing offer. Call now, 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Free lighting subject to minimum size project or with your good credit. Pay no interest for 18 months.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Most people have pretty ambitious bucket lists, like skiing every mountain in America, or seeing a game at every ballpark, or eating at all the famous barbecue joints. It can get expensive and messy. But Motel 6's great low rates mean you save more for what you travel for, so at least your stay will be a drop in the bucket. Get it? It's a bucket list. Good stuff. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Are ye plagued by foreclosure? Well, here at Jim, Lad, and Matey, we can stop your foreclosure now. We're a mortgage rescue company, and for the small fee of everything you hold dear, we will negotiate with your lender on your behalf. Call Jim, Lad, and Matey at 1-800-YAR-YAR. That's 1-800-YAR-YAR-R.
If you're facing foreclosure, talk to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
On the next morning show, it's a Thirsty Thursday. We'll bust the president's budget. We'll shoot up the Senate's gun plan. Pew! And you, the caller, 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green on KSFO.
Day I wish I could wake up and be 15 years old again and be innocent and not know what goes on in the world. You know, I really do wish I could just go to geometry and be worrying about what I'm going to do this summer, which hotel I'm going to work in, where I'm going to be a busboy or a waiter to make money to go to college, and see a whole life ahead of me, not even understand the horrors of the world. And sometimes the burden is too heavy for me, I'll be honest with you. I'm reaching a point where I can't look at this anymore. I don't know whether it's gotten worse under Obama or it's always been like this and there's more reportage. You know, you could look at it a couple of different ways. But truthfully, in my life in radio, which is since 1994, when I've been, you know, hyperactively involved in politics, I've always been political ever since teenage years. But I've been hyperactively political since 1994 because I have to do a daily show. I don't know of another story that approximates this in terms of religious persecution in the world. I don't even know of anything like this happened currently in Pakistan. Well, you could say it gets worse where the Sunnis blow up the Shia and the Shia blow up the Sunnis. They blow up each other's mosques. Certainly, yes. But I don't know of a government that goes in and gives a sentence like this in any other country on earth to a religious sect. Because within the sect, they had a dispute and they cut off either a guy's beard. They called it a hate crime, and then you got a vicious Nazi prosecutor who should be investigated. And when we get through with this case, and I'm not through yet, I just started today, we're going to find the name of the prosecutor, he or her, who they are. We're going to see if we can have them tried for a hate crime for doing this to the Amish. In other words, say, all right, so they committed a crime, so you try him and you give him a 30-day suspended. Why are they breaking up families? This is frightening to me. There's something wrong for them to go after this Amish community in Ohio and give a man 15 years for telling others within his religion to forcibly cut the hair and beards of their fellow Amish men and women. They made it a hate crime, and they gave the man 15 years. Why are they doing this? And if they can get away with it with the Amish tomorrow, they can get away with it homeschoolers. Let me bring it home. Let me bring it all down home for all of you right-wingers out there and all of you knee-jerk conservatives. Because, you know, we heard knee-jerk liberals. Unfortunately, there's now knee-jerk conservatives as well. So let me give you a little knee-jerking. If you're a homeschooler, who says tomorrow the Obama administration can't seek some fake charges against you for not complying with a doctor, a fake quack doctor, who says your child has ADD, you have to give that child some toxic medication, and if you don't give that child toxic medication, you're going to be thrown in prison under a hate crime against children, and they'll take your house away. It can't happen here, right? Well, it just happened here. It is happening here. Oh, I understand he's a nice man with a nice wife, and they care about guns, and they have nice daughters. And last night they got down with some nice blues singers. That's really great. That's just great. This guy is so classy, it's enough to make you proud to be an American all over again. He has such class. He has elevated the status of the White House to a level that I've yet not seen in my lifetime. Well, look at the people who visit. Look at his guest lists. Look at the sleazy deals being done behind the scenes. And take a look at the entertainers he brings in there. It's beyond comprehension. And at the same time, a religious sect is being crucified by the government. I'm only going to do this a little while longer, and then I'm going to move on to the other news of the day. There's things I haven't done yet. Little things that I haven't done yet, which I'll get to. Little things, I mean, news, views, and reviews from, you know, all the way down to popular media, like the show Mad Men, which many of you don't watch, by Matthew Weiner. I've never seen any garbage like this in my life. I mean, when it first came out, Mad Men, it was something. Then it got worse and worse each year. Now, all of a sudden, I woke up. I said, this can't. All the liberals are tripping over themselves because they're supposed to gush over Mad Men. They were told, they were given the marching orders, Mad Men, Mad Men, Mad Men. Don has a big you-know-what, and she has a look at his crying. Take a look at how he wears pants. I never saw anything like this. The worst, I had to turn it off. How did this happen? How did Matthew Weiner sink to this level? That's another topic that you're not interested in. Springfield, Missouri. Darwin, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, longtime listener, and thank you for years of entertainment. I have 2 points on this. Number one...
So you find my coverage of a man put in jail for 15 years for cutting beards entertaining. That's an interesting way to look at it.
Well, not that, but just the years that you've given me over the...
All right, I just wanted to do a test. I had to put my my voltometer into you to see exactly where your current was coming from.
Well, thank you. Hey, 2 points. First of all, we live in a land that goes by the rule of law, and this behavior probably fell under an assault statute of some kind. Unfortunately, with the feds and our federal criminal justice system, we have kingpin laws, so they probably got him on a conspiracy and made him a ringleader. Now, while the...
Yes, and they're going to try to take his farm away and steal his farm from him under a RICO statute. This is a criminal act on the part of the federal government. That's what I'm getting at.
But what I'm saying is that... Although the crime, the punishment doesn't fit the crime.
Thank you.
If this was left out there to not be punished, then people that follow Sharia law would then be able to stone their daughter for being an adulterer.
That's very interesting. When have you last read of a Muslim being sent to jail for 15 years for killing his daughter because she dated a non-Muslim? I can guarantee you murder raps are now prosecuted with less time than this.
And I would agree with you.
I can guarantee you that if you investigate this, that cultural murders in this country, and I'll investigate this for you, cultural crimes, cultural murders in particular, homicides based upon cultural insanities, are probably prosecuted with less vigor, and the ultimate sentence is no doubt lower than 15 years.
We've got lots of Amish here in southwest Missouri. And
well, generally, they're very nice people, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
They're kind. They're gentle. They're family-oriented. I've never heard of anyone say a negative thing about the Amish, except the U.S. federal government. Thank you. And this punishment does not fit the crime, by the way. So why do you think Obama's doing this? Steve on WABC, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. You're a mensch. You're a real mensch. After last night and the circumcision stick, I almost got despondent, and I was going to turn the radio off forever. Thank God that I did not do that. Your statement and your defense is first class. I think you're absolutely right. What it is, your assessment is so sharp. It is an attempt by the Obama administration to do some sort of a backdoor Sharia law, because it is...
Well, wait, what does this have to do with Sharia law? These are Christians.
It is an attempt to crucify a minority religion. That's what it is.
Well, that's clearly what has happened here. Eric Holder, who's in charge of the federal prosecutors, has persecuted this minority Christian sect. That is correct. He could have stopped this at any point along the way. Why is it the big mouth New York attorneys who are all over First Amendment cases, et cetera, how come they haven't come to the aid of these Amish people? Where are all the big mouths on the Upper East Side tonight? Where are they, taking Prozac and drinking white wine so they go home and want to throw themselves out of the apartment building because they know what rats they are? I am so fed up with these fraudulent First Amendment attorneys in New York who posture as great defenders of freedom, but don't, you know... I have a couple of questions for you. First of all, I recognize your voice. You are the Dutchman who lived through the Holocaust. Is that correct?
You're almost right. My father's family...
No, your father's family did, but you were born in Holland, correct?
That's correct, sir.
All right. And you converted to Christianity as well, correct?
No. The fact was that my father was allowed to marry my Christian mother if he would let his children grow up in the Christian faith, because nobody ever thought that as a Jew you could practice any kind of Jewishness in a country like Holland or Germany or anywhere in Europe. And you know what?
Wait, why did you want to turn the show off last night? What got to you? What made you upset?
Well, I think that every, let's say, Jewish person of Jewish descent who has not been circumcised, like I have not been, and I assume you have not been either, has some strange issue with this particular practice. And the reason why is that...
Oh, wait, I don't understand, but why would you, a long-term fan of the show, what so upset you that you wanted to never listen to me again?
Because I think you were going overboard, pointing out the same thing over and over again. With a minority, it's only you did not help the quote-unquote Jewish cause, if that's what you want to do. You picked on a very small minority, rightfully so, but still a very small minority. There are more things more important in life than what this small minority Jewish sect is doing. The issue tonight is far more important, in my opinion, than the one last night. But that's for you to judge and not for me. That's for your listeners.
All right, fair enough. I disagree with you for other reasons, but go on. I'm glad that you stuck with the show. So do you feel, obviously you feel, that the government is persecuting these Amish, inordinately persecuting them for reasons that could become quite obvious to anyone who studies this? And what is that obvious reason?
The reason is that the Jews vote as a majority for the Obama...
No, we're talking about the Amish now.
I know that, and I will get to that. Now, if you want to hammer down a minority group, a large minority group, which one would you pick? If you want to intimidate them, which one would you pick? You'd pick
the smallest and the most defenseless without any representation.
All right, so you're going to pick first on the Jews. He can't do that because they all vote for him. That's his largest supporters group. So what, in essence, the Jews who should speak up, the Christians that should speak up are not speaking up, and he realizes that. So what he's doing, he's picking on the Amish or any other minority group, and at the same time, and this is even more important, he is signaling to the Muslim Brotherhood worldwide that in America, you can pick on a religious minority and give them 15 years. You don't even get 15 years in Egypt as a Christian. This is the point.
So you think he's appeasing his Muslim followers by attacking the Amish?
Of course he is. Not only him, but the same Jews that helped him, that voted for him, because...
What do the Jews have to do with it? I'm not following you.
Well, it's very simple. What is the biggest block of voters...
Oh, wait. You're mixing apples with oranges. You're mixing Jewish people with Amish. First you make sense, then you make no sense.
The Amish are wonderful people. They are people that live on farms. When a building burns...
Yeah, I understand that. That's why I'm even bothering to inject this into a national radio show. No one else has done this. I'm trying to raise the awareness so that they can get an appeal going and they can be released from prison. And the federal prosecutor who did this can be dragged before a court and charged with a hate crime for doing this to them.
You are the...
Wouldn't that be nice to see a federal prosecutor dragged before a court for having practiced a hate crime against a religious minority and see them prosecuted? Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Absolutely.
It'll never happen. It'll never happen in a million years. The most I could do is raise money for the Amish and try to get them an appeal going and get them a good lawyer. Something's wrong with this picture. Something is wrong with this picture. I don't know why your government is doing this. And we'll move on because I don't think you care much about it. WMAL, Washington, D.C. Bill, go ahead, please.
Well, Dr. Savage, it's an honor to talk with you. And by the way, I hope all is well with Teddy tonight.
Oh, Teddy's fine. He's over his surgery.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, no, people ask about it. It was a long time ago he had the surgery. He's fine.
Oh, that's great. I know you love animals. I'm an animal rescue, and the point being, I think the government's going after the Amish because they're defenseless, and they're outside the system. I'm an animal rescue, and got
it. That's exactly what I think. There's no sense to this. A hate crime, 15 years in prison, and no one says a word?
It's an outrage.
Well, I'm going to continue this until they get an appeal going. I want to find out what's really going on here. Tomorrow we're going to have their lawyer on. We're going to try and dig up some interest and stir up interest. We're going to embarrass Eric Holder and Obama with this until they move in and release them from prison. Something's wrong, okay? I believe it's part of a bigger plot and a bigger, bigger campaign to go after other religious, minority religious groups. That's what I'm talking about. That's all. Now, Hillary Clinton, as you well know, is a really sterling individual. She was never involved in any scandals. She's done nothing but good for the world. Look at the good she's done in the Middle East. I mean, she's brought about Al-Qaeda. She's given the Muslim Brotherhood Egypt. She's overthrown Gaddafi, who was as crazy as he was a strange ally of ours. She's causing the uprising of Al-Qaeda in Syria. She's doing just wonderful work worldwide, so good so that the American media says she's beloved by all and she'll be the next president. Does Hillary Clinton care about this? Listen to clip 16 and listen to this cynical lie.
I look at all these young women that I am privileged to work with or know through Chelsea, and it's hard to imagine turning the clock back on them. But in places throughout America, large and small, the clock is turning back.
Can you believe that they would continue this lie, this Animal Farm-like insanity? That unless you give us money and vote for us, they're going to put women back in aprons and take away their right to vote. I never heard anything like this. The clock is turning back on women in the United States of America? Women are out earning men. There are more women in college than there are men. Everywhere you turn, there's a woman bossing men around. Take a look at Homeland Security, some prize of womanhood that is. Everywhere you turn, there's another woman, and she's saying the clock is turning back. This is right out of Animal Farm, but most of you don't even know who George Orwell is. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
All right, I don't impress easily, so here's reason number eight why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Over 100 design experts in-house. Impressive, since you're lucky to track down even one expert at a home improvement store. When I ordered new blinds from Blinds.com, I couldn't have been more impressed. They're available via phone, online chat, even video chat, via their free face-to-face design consultation service. Unbelievable. It's like having a decorator in your house. Of course, free online how-to videos make installation unbelievably easy, or you can always have them send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, it's improbable. They'll remake it for free. You heard me, free. And be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They are beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in about a minute. No tools, no drilling. You're the boss. No brackets. Go to Blinds.com, where you always get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Plus, free cordless upgrades on many of their most popular products now. And remember this, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement store prices, period. Blinds.com. They're my friends. Be your own boss. Go to Blinds.com.
KSFO traffic, a problem in the South Bay in Gamble, Highway 17 southbound at Hamilton Avenue. It's a solo vehicle accident. It's a car on its side. It's facing the wrong way in the left-hand lane. Emergency crews there are on their way, and there is a slight backup to 280. 680 northbound in the East Bay starts to slow in Fremont at Mission Boulevard South, and it continues sluggish up to Niles Canyon Road. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit Rosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through April, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 4/30/13.
As a business owner, when the phone rings in the middle of the night, the words you never want to hear are, "Boss, we're down," meaning your computer servers, probably located in a closet or under a desk, have failed you, creating the potential for a crippling financial loss. Would you lose customers? How many orders might not get placed, filled, or even shipped? DSX Data migrates your company's critical business applications from your servers to their servers in their professionally managed, secure, state-of-the-art data center. DSX Data features comprehensive physical and network security, a fail-safe environment, climate control, protection from earthquakes, fires, and floods, and most important, guaranteed 100% uptime, all for a low, predictable monthly cost. To learn more, go to ksfo.com/DSX. Manage your business, not your servers. Call DSX Data today, 855-DSX-DATA. That's 855-DSX-DATA.
Now is a great time to be shopping for a used car. Larry Gamache from Carfax.
Get an inspection and shop at a Carfax Advantage dealer. They'll give you a free Carfax report.
See accidents and service records reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the car's history. Just say, "Show me the Carfax."
Put your best face forward with facials, microdermabrasion, and lash extensions from critically acclaimed Luminous Spa Studio. Get half off at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Conservative, not mad about it.
Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Okay, I'm starting to see a pattern here. We just found the story on who did this to them. They're two fascist women named Assistant U.S. Attorneys Bridget Brennan, a fascist in my opinion, and another fascist U.S. attorney named Christy Parker. You ready? Hold on to your chairs. Bridget Brennan and Christy Parker were not satisfied with 15 years in prison. They wanted life in prison for the hair cutting. Federal prosecutors urged a judge to sentence Amish Bishop Samuel Muller to life in prison for coordinating a series of beard-cutting attacks on victims who shunned the bishop and his teachings. Instead, he was given 15 years. These two vicious Nazi fascists from hell, you know, prosecutors in this country are out of control. I don't know if you know this. You go into prisons. You talk to defense attorneys. You will find that you have the most psychotic federal attorneys in history right now operating in this country. Well, now we have focused on two of them. U.S. attorneys Bridget Brennan and Christy Parker went after this man, as sure as I'm standing here, in defense of this man, because they hate Christians, because they hate the patriarchy, because they hate legitimate, normal families, and they wanted to break this religion over their knees. This is a hate crime on the part of these attorneys, in my opinion. These attorneys have a vendetta against Christianity, against the family, against traditional families, especially against Christian religious families. And you, the listener, now know their names. U.S. attorneys Bridget Brennan and Christy Parker, in my opinion, have committed a hate crime against these Amish people, and I believe they should be investigated, and I believe they should be tried for a hate crime. How's that? Do you believe this is the beginning of religious persecution in America? Or do you think this is just, well, it's a just sentence. 15 years for cutting the beard of a neighbor? And not one word on MSNBC, the alleged conscience of the left. Not one word from that foaming lunatic on any of the channels about one of the gravest injustices I have ever seen in my entire radio career. I will move on. Yeah, it's exciting. It's very exciting to talk about your federal government at work. It's exciting to inform you that a group of Amish people were put in jail for 15 years for cutting the beards of their fellow Amish because of two Nazi prosecutors, two women, by the way, who obviously have emotional problems with Christians, emotional problems with patriarchies, emotional problems with families that are traditional. And as a result, they asked not for 15 years for the beard cutting, but they actually asked the judge to sentence them to life in prison. We're going to continue to follow this. We're going to raise money for these Amish for a defense fund to get them out of jail, if we can. I'll try to get them a great lawyer. And then we're going to see if we can have the prosecutors, the U.S. attorneys, tried for a hate crime. There must be some statute. See, most of these attorneys are above the law. You have to understand something. They function in a vacuum. Just as politicians cannot be sued, and rarely do they ever pay any penalty for anything they do outside of a truly egregious crime, the U.S. attorneys are above the law. However, there must be a way to hang them by their own petard by finding something within the hate crime statutes that could be apply to U.S. attorneys themselves who exceed their authority. So we're going to see if we can hang these two by their own petard for doing this, for persecuting these Christians. Because if we let them get away with persecuting the Amish, hear me, 15 years in prison for beard cutting? A man named Corzine was in charge of an organization, a fund that disappeared at $1.7 billion. So far as I know, he didn't take a penny, but where's the $1.7 billion go? And before him, there was a Treasury Secretary named Paulson, who worked for Bush, who oversaw the dissolution of the United States of America's financial system. He didn't pay one penny in any penalty for having failed America as Treasury Secretary. So how is this possible? Anyway, I'm going to do this, then we're going to move on. So some of the headlines. North Korea again. North Korea positions missile launches on coast. Hegel the Bagel says the regime is close to a dangerous line. Every day the same thing. This is China behind North Korea, as sure as I'm sitting here. China could send 10 divisions to the north, to the border of North Korea and stop this in 1 second. If China sent 10 divisions to the border with North Korea and said, hey, Chubby, okay, come to Beijing for a conference, that'd be the end of the whole story. It's China pulling the string here. China wants something out of the U.S. China is trying to get something with the currency manipulation again. So they're threatening us with this. And it's a little combination of the military-industrial complex in America trying to use their ships, planes, and trains to show us that there should be no budget cutting. Story number two. Obama budget proposes more than $1 trillion in taxes and fees. Well, let me shock you on something. Part of the plan that Obama is proposing in the taxes is that wealthy millionaires pay at least 30% of their income after charity and taxes. I agree with him. Let me tell you why. I pay more than 30% in taxes right now. It's guys like Buffett who pay 15%. So I'm all for it. I'm all for the Obama donors who pay 15% because they receive their income not as regular income, but as dividend income, which is taxed at 15%. Let them pay 30%. Let them join the rest of us who are being raped by the federal government. So I actually agree with Obama on that. Don't call me a knee-jerk conservative, quoting the Constitution and wrapping myself in the flag. I'm not going to do it. Yes, let Obama tax those who are evading taxes to the full extent of the law. What's wrong with that? Why shouldn't Warren Buffett pay 30% of his income in taxes? Why shouldn't Jeffrey Immelt, who probably receives his income as dividend income? But while you're at it, Mr. Obama, why don't you make sure that Microsoft, Google, and General Electric pay their fair share of federal taxes by not parking their money overseas and reporting it as overseas income? Please, Mr. Obama, you could raise $1 trillion if you taxed your favorite friends at a fair rate. You see, GE has paid no taxes, on their income, so far as I know, because all of their income is said to come from foreign entities. So they pay no U.S. income tax. Is that fair, Mr. President? Don't you think it would be fair to require General Electric to pay their fair share of federal corporate income tax, Mr. President? That would probably bring in, let's say, if they did $5.3 billion the last I checked and paid no tax on it, and let's say they paid 30% of $5.4 billion, that's approximately $1.8 or $1.9 billion per year going back. And I'd hit them with back penalties, by the way, for having rigged this system so they didn't pay any. That's just one company, Mr. President. So you could probably raise between General Electric, Microsoft, and all the other companies that are using this trickery, you could probably raise $100 billion over 5 years, not over 10 years, Mr. President. And then you wouldn't have to go after the middle class. So, see, I agree with Obama on certain things. Even a stopwatch is right twice a day. Postal Service backs off plans to stop Saturday delivery. Darn, I was looking forward to that. I was praying to God those polluting little trucks wouldn't be polluting my street, at least on Saturdays. Darn. If only they would stop bringing around those posters that no one looks at, that I throw right into the trash can. Why do we need Saturday delivery for the Postal Service? They largely deliver welfare checks and flyers that nobody wants. Everybody I know uses an express mail service for anything important, or there's actually something called email now. Would you believe it? You could actually send the message by email or such. If you really have something important to send, you send it by email. It's shocking. I have no idea why anyone uses the Postal Service. The last time I went for a stamp, it was like going to the Motor Vehicle Bureau for a license. 855-407-2282. The Amish are one story. We'll move on to other stories. Republicans rip unbalanced budget, blah, blah, blah. Bristler proposed tax hikes, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Seen it. Been there, done that. See, here's some bad news for all of you knee-jerk conservatives out there. And here's the bad news. Obama's handling of the economy is at a four-year high. A new survey finds that Americans haven't felt this confident about Obama's handling of the economy since his first year in office. The Gallup poll, which sampled more than 1,000 Americans. Well, okay, what do you mean Americans? Citizens, voters, found that 57% say they have a great deal, a fair amount of confidence in Mr. Obama to do the right thing on the economy. That's up from just 50% last year. It hasn't been the high. So in other words, basically, his ratings are up. Why? Because it's all about the economy, stupid. Houses are selling like crazy. The stock market is booming. The restaurants are full. People don't care about anything else. They don't care about North Korea. They figure they'll deal with it when the bomb falls in Los Angeles. They don't care about the Amish. They figure they're a bunch of weirdos. They deserve it anyway. That's what the average jerk American thinks. Who cares about those weirdos with buggies? Put them all in jail. I don't like Christians. I don't like patriarchies. Down with the patriarchy. See, that's your average American. That's why Obama's popular with them. That's why he can get in. That's why he can have a shindig at the White House with some entertainers that belong in a nightclub in East St. Louis rather than in the White House and get away with it. Why? Because that's his voter base. He didn't have that entertainment for those who like Beethoven. They don't vote for him anyway. He had that entertainment for his core audience. That's all. He knew that it would be seen by them and say, "Hey, he's one of us. Look at that. Look at the music he listens to. Look at him moving to the music." So they know what they're doing. I mean, don't underestimate them, whatever you do. And there's nothing more entertaining than watching people without rhythm trying to get down with black musicians. I mean, that's one of my most, that's actually one of the most delightful things I enjoy watching. I got to thank C-SPAN for providing that entertainment last night, for seeing the misshapen Democrat apparatchiks trying to groove with the black entertainers at the White House. That was really some. When you see someone like, I can't even pick a name. I'm going to pick one that you may know. Just think of a misshapen Democrat woman, which would be 99.5% of them. Somebody who looks like they've lived on brie and bad white wine for the last 30 years, combined with an antidepressant. Now mix brie, bad white Chardonnay, cheap Chardonnay of the lowest order, with an antidepressant and a high-steak diet. And corruption, and now put them into a room with black musicians and try to see if they have any rhythm. That's what you had last night. Thank you, C-SPAN. So there, you know, there is some entertainment factor in all of this. I got to tell you that. As far as the musicians go, I actually enjoy that music myself. I've long listened to that music. Actually, I've listened to the real McCoy of that music. I'm not a big fan of Justin Tinkerbell. I don't like white musicians who try to pretend that they're black musicians, to be frank. I've always enjoyed black blues singers and black blues music for years. I've collected it, but I don't want to even let that out because you may misinterpret what I'm saying, because then you'll think I'm one of those women who eat brie. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-828-8995. That's 1-800-828-8995. 1-800-828-8995. Or go to web.com/radio.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing. Over 200,000 customers have repaired dry, brittle, and damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I'm thrilled to report that Ovation does everything you said it would and more. I couldn't be happier with the results. My hair holds a curl all day. My hair is thicker and shinier than it's ever been, and it's growing. It really is a miraculous revolution. I'm a believer, and I'm telling anyone who will listen, Ovation is an amazing product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair the damage caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling and grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Ovation is safe and effective on all hair types, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse type application.
Log on to ovationhair.com, and when you enter KSFO, you'll receive a special introductory discount at checkout. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems, with free service calls between treatments if needed, and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really attentive.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna shoot you right down.
John Lee Hooker. A little musical diversity on the Savage Nation.
Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. I love to see you strut up and down the floor. When you're talking to me, that baby talk, I like it like that. How, how, how.
Just let him roll for 1 minute. I don't know if you're a blues lover. I can't say I'm an expert on it, but John Lee Hooker was as good as they get. Boom Boom 1962, hit number one on the Billboard charts. He was not at the White House. He died in 2001. What's interesting about blues singers in general is that the roots of the blues singing go back to the church in most cases. Hooker and his children and his brothers and sisters were homeschooled in Mississippi, the son of a sharecropper. And they were permitted to listen only to religious songs. And his earliest music exposure was to spirituals sung in church. That's something you have to understand. There's a tremendous spirituality to blues music. It didn't hurt that he also worked in factories during World War II. See, the music contains all of this in it. But whatever. I'm not in a bar right now. I'm on the Savage Nation. And I wanted to move it away from the horror of what these U.S. attorneys have done to the Amish people, sending them to jail for 15 years for cutting their neighbors' beards off. And then we were talking about the entertainment Obama had in the White House, which consisted of some blues music. But, you can't knock it. I mean, he is talking to his constituency through his selection of musical entertainment. He didn't invite a concerto there, He didn't have a string band there for four pieces. He didn't have a cellist in the White House, did he? Because then the women who eat brie and drink bad Chardonnay wouldn't have been able to get down. They wouldn't have been able to, groove to the cello. Oh, God. Easy does it. Is there any other good blues music out there? How does this guy like Justin Tinkerbell get so big? I don't understand it. I mean, if you're going to have blues music in the White House, why would you have a... I mean, I know the jazz phrase for a guy like Tinkerbell, Justin Tinkerbell, but I mean, he's like, this guy's not in the league with the real blues musicians. Is there a blues music specialist out there who's a big fan of the Savage Nation? I get mail, it's amazing, from the artists. I got like a happy birthday from Buffalo from people I never heard of who have a band up there. Amazing who listens to the show. They love me. I got to do something live one of these days. I'm kind of like living in my own world again, me and the dog. It's like, the old man in the sea now. It's like Teddy and I. That's it. Like last night, I'll give you an example. After the show, it was a hot night. It became summer all of a sudden here on the West Coast, which I don't like. I don't like summer. I don't like heat. All right, but I roll with the punches. So right after the show, I drove over to Sausalito, California. Many of you know San Francisco, but you don't know Sausalito. And I was in one of those weirdo moods to walk the dog alone down on the waterfront. And I wound up sitting in an Indian cafe that was open late. And eating, I said, I'm not even hungry. Why am I eating? I had a beer, and I sat outdoors, and I've contemplated my life, and had a veggie plate. Actually, no, I didn't have a veggie plate. I had a chicken dish, chicken tikka masala. It was awful. There was some total was it wasn't good. Not because it was a bad place. I ordered the wrong meal. It was full of cream and dairy. They're nice people. I didn't say anything. I paid anyway, If I were a lib, what I would have done was demand my money back at another meal. Today I went to the farmer's market this morning by bicycle. There they were again. There they were again. All the liberals with the Obama bumper stickers on their forehead going from stall to stall, getting the free fruit, the free vegetables, the free. It gets me sick. So I talked to one of the women. I said, doesn't it bother? She's a Lebanese woman. She has a little stand. What could she make in the place? And they come by. They're taking the free food, and I'm burning up. Like it's my – she's giving out free food. Ooh, can I? And they talk to them. You ever see the schnurrers, what they do? The chislers? What is this? And how is that? And they're munching, and they go stand to stand to stand. A free orange, a free grape, a free this, a free that, a free falafel. And they take it from the poor people who work there. I said, doesn't it bother you? You know what she said to me? She said, they're hungry. I said, they're hungry in America? They're not hungry. They're just cheap skates. Can't you limit the amount of free food that these people get? So she says to me, if you think they're bad, you ought to find out who runs this place. Okay? If you found out who's behind the farmer's market in Marin County, it's an assemblywoman's daughter who collects money from all of these poor merchants and treats them like garbage. I looked into it. Oh, yeah, another Democrat at work. They take money from every one of the vendors who don't pay taxes, obviously. No, they don't have to pay taxes. The vendors don't pay taxes. There's no cash register there. It's all cash transactions. How much could the government make if they forced all of these farmers markets to pay their fair share of sales tax, state tax, your tax, and my tax? Why would a mall have a farmer's market in it? How could anybody think that if a person comes to get a free piece of fruit, they're going to buy a chair at a chair store? How does that work? If I owned a restaurant and paid, I wouldn't permit it. I would fight the mall owner, by the way. But that's just me.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Governor Jerry Brown has announced a $1.5 billion Chinese investment in an Oakland construction project during the beginning of his week-long trade mission to China. On the first day of his trip, Brown also signed symbolic agreements on boosting trade between California and China and helping the world's most populous nation improve its air quality. KSFO traffic in the South Bay, 101 southbound at the 87 connector, minivan, and a motorcycle mixed it up. They were blocking the slow lane. They're trying to get it off to the right-hand shoulder. KSFO weather, partly cloudy skies, some fog moving in overnight, lows in the upper 40s and low 50s. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny after the morning fog burns off, highs in the upper 60s to the mid 70s. Right now in San Francisco, we do have 58 degrees under partly cloudy skies. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hi there, I'm Renee Richardson, and I'm here to take a moment to tell you about a really good experience I just had. We're doing a bit of remodeling, and one of the things on the list was the bathroom. Total redo. Now, the hubby is handy and all. He's a carpenter. But one thing he's not fond of? Painting. So we called the pros, CertaPro Painters. From the moment we made the call, we were taken care of. Prompt callback, easy appointment time, thorough consultation, and most of all, a true professional who took the time to listen to what I wanted. Tim at CertaPro Painters may have sided with my husband on the color choice, but he was very good at explaining why the choice would work for us. It's a very personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you're going to have to look at it every day. You should have your painting done right. CertaPro Painters did it right for us. They're neat, professional, and courteous. Call them up and see for yourself. 1-800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. Oh, and if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff to work with you. It's very reassuring. Check out the website, CertaPro.com. That's CertaPro.com. I think you'll be as impressed as I am. CertaPro Painters, because painting is personal.
Attention homeowners, rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right, no title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan, and we pay
for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-715-7501. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-715-7501. That's 800-715-7501. 800-715-7501. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
On the next morning show, it's a Thirsty Thursday. We'll bust the president's budget. We'll shoot up the Senate's gun plan. Pew, pew. And you, the caller, 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green on KSFO.
So shortly, it's that time of day where I'm going to do the newspapers. I'm going to read from the front page of the Old York Times, the San Francisco Comical, and some other newspapers and give you my interpretation. I want to take a few calls on the subjects that I began with tonight, the Amish being given 15 years in jail for beard cutting by two vicious Nazi fascist U.S. attorneys who should be investigated for a hate crime for doing this to them, and then the blues issue. WABC Anthony. Anthony says he's a blues player. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Hello, Doctor. I'll make it very brief, and it's very funny. I've been playing drums for over 40 years professionally. I'm from the Bronx, just as you are, and I love when you do up stuff. I'm a jazz musician. All the white people, when they show the what happened at the White House, this is the perfect example. Just look at when black, I'm white, when black people clap, they all clap in the right spot. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4. The white people are just the opposite. It is absolutely hilarious. I have been witnessing it for years.
I swear to God, that's exactly what I'm saying. It seems to be these misshapen Democrat women who have been living on Brie and Prozac and bad Chardonnay for too many years. I don't know what it is.
They have no feel. No, you look at
they have no rhythm. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. And they look like they think they're getting down and they're bonding with the people. I mean, you know, it's frightening to look at. These are the same people who try to sing God Bless America after 9/11 and made a mockery of our national anthem.
Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't even. Yeah. I don't care what show you look at. It's always that way. I mean, it's like an ongoing joke with me.
What is it? What is it, a genetic thing or what?
Unbelievable. And I'm a drummer, so of course, you know.
Let me ask you about a rhythmic question, Anthony. When I grew up, I was very, very heavily into the Latin music of New York City, the Palladium. You know those, remember those places?
Oh, you know.
The Cuban bands were astonishing. These were the post-Castro Cuban bands. Meaning pre-Castro bands that fled Cuba. They were playing in New York. But I learned to dance Cuban music dancing. It was called dancing on two, not on four, right?
Yeah. Well,
I was dancing on the Cuban offbeat is what I'm saying. We were taught to dance on the Cuban offbeat note.
That way, yes. And that music, if you see, I grew up on Park Avenue in 178. It's not far from you. I used to play state ball where I think you were from. And I'm your age, or a little younger, maybe a year or two.
What, you're 49 years old?
Yes.
Wow, you got the 49. You'll go on another few years yet.
I've been listening to you for so many years, and you are really, you have the power and the conviction to say what's happening. You know, I'm a musician. I put it right on the line, and every time I play, it's like that. And you do that.
I want to, Anthony, how do older musicians get up nightly and perform? Where the heck do they get the energy from? Where does any entertainer? I see older entertainers, they get up on a stage. Where did they generate this energy from?
The spirit. When I get up, I'm in another world. I could, if I live long, it's because of the beauty of music. I can't begin to tell you. When you play that, I'm going to just say this, I'm not going to take any more time. When you start off, for many years you've been doing this, you'll do Devil or Angel, I have 445s. And sophisticated,
right.
I listen to Beethoven, Bach, I mean, there's no end to my,
right.
Savis. So I'm not going to get into all that. My absolutely, I don't even like that, these cliches, absolutely, but the music that moves me the most, that I'm telling, after all these years, goes right back to the 50s and early 60s doo-wop because it was so unpretentious and it's so melodic and so such a team effort.
And by the way, it also unified the races, the black and the white people, incidentally. Because I can tell you as a kid, I went up to the what's that theater in Harlem today? I forget the name of it, to a rock and roll concert. There were no gang wars. The blacks and the whites didn't kill each other. I mean, we all went to the Alan Freed rock and roll show, whatever the theater is in Harlem. It brought people together. It didn't drive them apart. It glorified love. It glorified romance. It put women on a pedestal. The hate in the music today is beyond comprehension. It stimulates violence and gun shooting. The music itself, put out by the vermin in the music business, literally is what's causing the violence in the country.
Now,
they shouldn't ban guns. They should ban record labels that stimulate hatred and killing.
When you play,
but I want to go back to something because I think you can help me with something tonight. You said when you get up on the stage and you get into the music, you transcend yourself. That's what you're saying, and that's where the energy comes from, right?
The energy comes from the spirit.
Yes, but here's the thing: when I get into a show, if I can start flowing, I don't feel the exhaustion from it. But if, on the other hand, I'm struggling with it and it's just news and, you know, Democrat, Republican, I can't do it. I can't do that kind of radio show. I can't do it. I just feel I can't get through a show. And I listen to guys doing it. I don't know how they do it. How do they get the energy to talk about that day and night without dying on the spot?
That walk, they just walk the walk that you know what it's going to be. With you, I never know what it's going to be. You're starting to go. You're moving. You go with your heart, and I love it because politics is so screwed up. I don't know.
Yes. So tonight I did the Amish and the beard cutting. Now it's an oddball topic for me to get involved with, but I feel that it's so symbolically important, the persecution of these poor people, that I felt that perhaps a general audience would relate to it. Really, that's why I brought it up, Anthony.
And that's a subject that would be, you would alienate a lot of people, and you had the guts to just put that out there. And I said, you know, I'm really going to listen to it because I know you're going to follow through. And it has to do with humanity, and that's what you're about.
That's right. That's right. They're human beings. They're a religious minority. They're being persecuted by the federal government. Two vicious women who obviously have problems with men, with Christians, with traditional families did this to them. To ask for a life sentence for a beard cutting, this is psychotic. This didn't even happen in the Soviet Union.
Oh, this will be appealed. This is not going.
Who's going to? Do you know that they have a federal? They don't have a lawyer. They have someone appointed by the federal government as a defense attorney. They don't even have a private lawyer. That's what I want to raise money for them and get them some really vicious New York defense attorney, someone who can tear the teeth out of the prosecutors. I want someone to tear the teeth out of them, and I want them to go after the prosecutors and charge them with a hate crime, with an enhanced hate crime for what they did to these Amish people. Wouldn't that be great, Anthony, if that could happen?
Right. You are the most creative. There is nobody that could touch you. And I'm not trying to patronize you.
You should. Please patronize me. I enjoy it.
Shut the TV off. You were on for years. I listened to you for years. I never called up. But I had to make this comment, but it's very serious.
How do you play drums all these years? You don't get the tunnel carpal and claim a welfare check? If you were an Obama voter, a man of your age would say, I've played the drums all these years, and I have tunnel carpal syndrome from it, and I want to collect a disability check.
Yeah, maybe I should start doing it.
It's a work related injury, tunnel carpal from slamming the stick on the drum. Hey, thanks for calling the show. Very nice. See what I get a musician now and again. Here's a front page story from the Old York Times today. Conservatives bend on cuts. This is a real curveball story. The American Conservative Union, so-called, by the way, is working with business lobbyists to tame activists pushing Congress to adopt austere spending limits. That's a pretzel, what I just read to you. It's a pretzel. That paragraph is a pretzel. Let me unfold the pretzel for you and make it back into a single line of dough. A fake organization called the American Conservative Union, which is a fake organization, is working with business lobbyists to stop those who want to adopt spending cuts. In other words, they want more spending. So it's an oxymoron. An American conservative union wants more spending, not less spending. So it's the American liberal union posing as the American conservative union. So who runs the ACU? Who's the American conservative union? What do I know? But it's obviously an oxymoron. It's not an American conservative union. But the New York Times poses it as a headline, conservatives bend on cuts. No, it's called mock conservatives. Bend on cuts. Here's the next one. Reworking science classes. Educators, with the quotes around it, unveiled science curriculum guides, including instruction about climate change and evolution. Here comes the brainwashing. An assemblyman's double life, Cuomo's anti-corruption plan, that's a laugh. It stops. Cuomo's anti-corruption plan. Governor Andrew Cuomo said he would propose legislation that would stiffen penalties for rogue politicians. So in other words, everyone below him is corrupt, but he's as pure as the driven snow. He's going to make certain that nobody in the Democrat machine in New York State is corrupt. It's all going to stop now. Country music with a message. Don't know what that means. A threat in the airwaves, a legal victim. Don't know what that is. Here's the head story. $1 billion gift gives Met a new perspective, Cubist. In one of the most significant gifts in the history of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, the philanthropist and cosmetics tycoon, Leonard Lauder, has promised the institution his collection of 78 Cubist paintings, drawings, and sculptures. The trove of signature works, which includes 33 Picassos, 17 Braques, 14 Laguerre, I don't even know how to pronounce, I don't know who Laguerre is, sorry, and 14 works by Gris. It is valued at more than $1 billion. So that puts him in a new league. That's interesting. See, now you want to get invited to the White House. You want to get invited to Gracie Mansion. This is how you do it. You don't cut anyone's beard on a buggy. What you do is you give $1 billion to the Met. Then you're a human being. Then you're a humanist. For former regulators, a home on Wall Street. Oh, God, I don't want to read about that revolving door. Let's look at the local paper, Teddy. Let's see what's in this one. Angels grounding could sink event, Fleet Week. Well, here's the real story. Mean-spirited Barry Obama, who hates the military, hates police, and hates guns, and is jealous of anybody who can actually do anything, has grounded the Blue Angels precision flying team because he can't even drive a car straight. But he cited federal budget cuts. San Francisco's so-called officials said they would try to salvage an event that draws as many as 1 million visitors to the northern waterfront each fall, many of them to watch the half-dozen F-A-18 fighter jets shriek overhead in tight formation. So there's your president at work. And, of course, the psychotic communist liberals in San Francisco who prefer blocking traffic, who prefer hitting police horses with bricks, are thrilled that there will no longer be Blue Angels to compete with them and their bicycles on a Friday night. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey, look, I don't impress easily, but here's reason number four why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Prices. Blinds.com crushes home improvement store prices. We got new blinds for our home at Blinds.com and saved a bundle. Blinds.com is the world's largest online store for designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes at amazing prices. Why should you hassle the big box stores and pay too much when you'll get better prices, selection, and service at Blinds.com? And they make installation unbelievably easy. Even if you mess up and mismeasure, forget about it. It's probable. They'll remake it for free, and if you'd like, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. Oh, and be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in seconds. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com, where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Plus, free cordless upgrades on many of their most popular products now. And remember, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement stores, period. Go to Blinds.com.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows and receive a limited offer through April 15th only. Free installation plus American Vision will pay the tax. Call for details today at 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service, something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at Putnam Chevy in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a Chevy Volt, I'm taking $6,000 off the factory sticker. Take my $3,000 discount and add the $3,000 rebate plus 0% financing on credit approval for 4 years.
Heartbeat 560 KSFO.
Now, baby, please don't go.
Now, he was not at the White House. This is Lightnin' Hopkins. Listen to him for a minute.
You know I love you so, baby.
This is American music, American country blues singer, songwriter, guitarist. Lightnin' Hopkins from Houston, Texas.
I be mad and gone. I be mad and gone. He left the county for me, had his shackles on. Now, baby,
Anyway, you get the picture. Born 1912, died 1982, age 69. One of America's greatest guitarists of all time, Lightnin' Hopkins. You say, well, okay, why did Obama have that music? He was appealing to his audience. That's why. So that's simple. He knew what would go out onto the broadcast networks. And he said, all right, look. He's like, look at that. He's getting down with the musicians. Look at that. Oh, look at that. That's cool. Look at that family, man. They're really swinging there. And that. Look at him really roll. Wow, he's really rolling with the music. So he was appealing to his base. He was showing them that he's like them. Music was okay, you know. But, I mean, with the, there's nothing against the music. The issue is, who is he appealing to with the music? He's sending a message. Everything is political. That's why he's president. He didn't get there by accident. So he planned it, so he chose. If I were president, who would I have in the White House? I mean, what would I pick for music? I'd have to have an advisor to tell me what music to bring into the White House. The musicians I'd want are all dead, so what's the point? Can I get Ludwig von Beethoven to play? No. But I can get someone to play Ludwig von Beethoven. I mean, that would be something that's worthy of the United States of America. Or if you don't want to go to Beethoven, I mean, certainly there are some great American composers that you could choose for a night at the opera, so to speak. You know, there's nothing wrong with blues music. It's beautiful, but he was sending a message to his core audience. But there is another audience in America. Not every American understands blues music, but generically America understands other music. He could have chosen another set of performers. You get the picture? He could have spoken to the wider America. You get the picture? He could have sent a message to all of America and said, I am your president as well. But he didn't do that, did he? He continuously appeals only to his core, only to his core audience. That's what the music said. So that's why it's important to listen to the music. And without just ridiculing the music, understand what he was doing. He was saying to the rest of America, you don't matter to me. You don't count. I have no desire to even court you or appeal to you. I have one base audience, and that's exactly who I'm appealing to. Okay, do I have to spell it out for you? I mean, must I spell it out? Yeah, Justin Tinkerbell there. That was for the hipster junkie crowd, the fools who live at home with their mothers, you know, to get Obamacare till they're 27 and think that they should be running the corporation, but they can't even get their first job, and they're blaming it on millionaires and billionaires. They stay at home, and they're with the hairspray and the hairnet. They go out to the club on the IRT at 3 o'clock. What is this with these girls getting whacked in New York at 3 in the morning? I have mixed feelings about it on the subway. Another on the subway track. 3 in the morning. I'm not blaming the girl. They come from out of town. They go hysterical. They become drunkards. They go out to clubs day and night. They drink like lunatics. And they fall off a subway platform and get hit by a train. What is this? What country am I living in? Don't these kids have jobs? Don't they have to report to work in the morning like I did? I mean, I was once in my 20s, but I had to go to work the next day, either as a teacher or a social worker. You had to get home by a certain time. How do these chicks come from, like, Ohio, and they want to be a famous artist or whatever? All night long, they're wandering around in the meatpacking district getting smacked out of their mind on alcohol and drugs, and then they go to a subway at 2 in the morning alone? Either they get mugged, raped, or thrown onto a track. Doesn't anyone warn them that New York is dangerous? They haven't put up those signs yet. Instead of warning people about 32-ounce sodas, maybe they would put up a warning sign that it says dangerous for young women to walk into a subway, you know, after midnight alone. Maybe that would be a warning sign that should go up there. Whatever. Anyway, thus far, I have tried to cajole you into understanding that there a grave misjustice has been done in America. Several Amish people were put in prison for up to 15 years for cutting the beards of fellow Amish by two vicious, malicious, Nazi-like U.S. attorneys in Ohio who wanted life in prison for this offense. You think that the punishment matches the crime? Of course it doesn't. Why would the government be going after the Amish people like this for a beard cutting? They gave the man 15 years. He didn't even engage in the beard cutting. They said he was the ringleader. Can you believe this? Do you know that murderers are charged with a lower sentence than this beard cutting group was given? Why is your government under Eric Holder doing this to the Amish? Is probably the most important question I've asked tonight. Tomorrow we will try to get the defense attorney for the Amish on the show and see if we can get a defense fund going and see if we can get them out of prison on an appeal. And then we're going to see if we can get the U.S. attorneys who did this to them charged with a hate crime. We're going to try to hang the U.S. attorneys by their own petard. We're going to see if the hate crime statutes contain a clause that will apply to U.S. attorneys as well. Welcome to the USS of A. So where are we in human history? As it comes down to it, let's put everything in context. This is a political show, but I do news, views, and reviews. Where are we? I mean, where are we in time? Where are we in time? You say 2013. You think you know everything. You know, only a few hundred years ago, mankind possessed a history of little more than the last 3,000 years. No one knew what happened before that time. It was a matter of legend and speculation. For example, it was believed and it was taught that the world had been created suddenly in 4004 B.C., based upon the Hebrew Bible and the literal interpretation of the Hebrew Bible. People thought the world had been created instantly by God. That's called a too literal interpretation of the Hebrew Bible. And then there were theological assumptions connected with this interpretation. Now, such ideas have long since been abandoned by modern religious teachers, even Orthodox religious teachers. And we all know that the universe that we live in has existed perhaps for an endless period of time. Right? An endless period of time. But to think that it existed for only 6,000 or 7,000 years is an idea that almost no one believes in anymore, except those who have no education whatsoever. What about the fact that the Earth is a sphere? We all know it's a sphere, slightly compressed, diameter of nearly 8,000 miles. It's a sphere. This is only known for a limited amount of time and to a limited number of intelligent peoples for nearly 2,500 years. Before that, people thought that the Earth was flat. So you can laugh, well, we don't believe that anymore. Other ideas that seem fantastic were accepted as common knowledge. Stars and sky and how the Earth rotates and what rotates around what was all not understood, you understand, until rather recent times. So now we come to this little ball called the Earth. It would be about 1 inch in diameter. If the Earth were 1 inch in diameter in a model, the sun would be a globe 9 feet across, and it would be 323 yards away from you, if I remember correct. That's a fifth of a mile away. If we were 1 inch wide, if the whole ball called the Earth was an inch in diameter, right, to give you some idea where we fit in this solar system, the sun would be a globe 9 feet across and 300 yards away, about a fifth of a mile. The moon would be a small pea, 2 feet, 2.5 feet from the world. Then between the Earth and the sun, there would be two inner planets, Mercury and Venus. You get the picture now? You see where we fit? So how, in the midst of this vacancy of space and life that we know exists only on Earth, how does all this go on? How is it that a charlatan like Obama could appear in a nation several hundred years old with traditions that are bedrock strong, and this charlatan shake the foundations of the nation to the core when anyone with a brain understands he's a charlatan and a danger to the survival of the nation? How is it possible? I've given you a pocket history of the world, the universe, the Earth, the traditions of America, and here's one man comes along, and he's a charlatan and a faker through and through, sequester, cuts the Blue Angels, cuts visits to the White House, and he puts on a music festival in the White House, vacation after vacation for him and his royal family. How does he get away with it? Because of the fact, once we lost the press, we lost the country. Once we lost the press, we lost the country. Without an independent press, they can get away with anything, and they do get away with anything, whether it be Obamacare or you name it. So be very aware of the fact that one man can change everything forever. One, in a long sequence, for example, of Caesars. Not all ancient czars, or Caesars, rather, of ancient Rome were evil. Some of them were actually very benevolent and good leaders. But then a few bad ones came along, perverted, sick, degenerate, and they wrecked the Roman Empire. You've heard of the excesses. You've heard of Caligula. So in the history of our presidency, we've had good, bad, and different. We now have a very bad one, an extremely bad one, who is so narcissistically intent upon altering, transforming, he calls it, the greatest nation the world has ever seen. I started the show, and somehow I got not sidetracked, but the way my mind works, it's an unfettered mind. I don't have a script, and my mind moves around. I stumbled upon a local story that wasn't related whatsoever, but it was so funny I had to do it. They shut down a restaurant in San Francisco for health violations, and it's filled with the type of guys that you see all over America now, the ones with the scraggly pieces of hair running down from the lower. I can't explain it. A beard should be a beard. A goatee. I have a goatee. But now there's a new kind of beard that certain kind of liberal men, usually liberals, wear them. It's like a thin line of hair that runs down the center of the chin, from the lower lip to the chin. I don't know where that came from. To me, it's creepy. It looks like a deviant, some kind of deviancy in the person who has that. I don't know. It's my own thing. I'm sure people look at a goatee and say the same thing. But to me, guys with that kind of beard, I don't trust them. I wouldn't shake. Let's put it this way. I wouldn't shake their hand and then, you know what I mean, touch a fork. So here's a restaurant that has 1,000 Yelp reviews, all of them happy about the restaurant, how much they love it, with smiling liberals sitting around enjoying their meal with flowers and chopsticks. And they're closed down because there's cockroaches on prep tables, rodent droppings next to food containers, dead cockroaches scattered about the kitchen, looking like peanuts and pad thai, and then other things. You just can't believe this report. So what's the point of my reading it to you? I don't know. There's a number of reasons I'm reading it to you. Because these are the people who shape San Francisco's none thought process. These are the fools who come up with the ideas that the rest of the city seems to think are so brilliant, such as a bicycle ride, for example, every last Friday of the week. They close the roads down for the morons on bicycles, not because they want to ride a bike, but because they want to block traffic. They call it a certain name, which I've forgotten. No, I'm a bike rider, but they do it to clog up people who work for a living, for example. And then you read that you see them in these restaurants. They bow to the owners because they're Asian. They do. You don't know how these white liberals are. They assume every culture is superior to theirs, and they're laughed at. They're taken advantage of. It ties right into illegal immigration, totally, because we are importing third-world modalities into this country at every level. Health, hygiene, safety, mentality. There's no assimilation anymore. As I've said to you, and I'm going to repeat it now, because I am the son of an immigrant. When people came here, they had to become Americans or wanted to become Americans. I once affectionately wrote, we've gone from a melting pot to a chamber pot in one generation. Now, maybe that's a little too crude for today's sensibilities. I'm sorry if it is, although it tells the truth. It certainly gives you the picture of what it is. Is this not a chamber pot? Can you believe the food in this restaurant? You can't believe this. They're storing the food under the sink, half-cooked food. They're storing noodles underneath the sink next to dirty mops. They're using an apron to wipe down pots and dishes. I mean, go into the report. You just won't believe it. Raw chicken, raw sausage, raw shrimp sitting next to vermin. Vermin droppings. It's enough to make you never go in a restaurant again. I mean, it's unbelievable. Well, I go in a dump myself. I mean, but they have an open kitchen, the one I go to. All it does to, in mine, it's not dirty, but the lipstick together from the goo they use. I guess that's good. The society is doing very well. Obama saved us from the greatest depression since 1929. That's another conspiracy theory. The people who put him in power, of course, caused the greatest recession since 1929, as I pointed out in my book on a trickle of poverty. Yeah, they had it. There's names for the people who did it. None of them are in jail. They're still running major banks, major hedge funds, and the United States of America. So they crashed the economy. Then they brought this Obama along to save us. And now we're saved from the very thing they caused. Is that a conspiracy theory? I don't know. I wrote a whole book on it. Maybe I'm crazy. You know, in a few years, even though I have evidence, proof, citations, chapter after chapter with citations, with names and addresses, in the ex-Soviet Union, if you said that the state was imperfect or corrupt, they said you were insane and they put you into a mental hospital and then they treated you with powerful antipsychotic drugs. We're not too far from that, are we, Mayor Bloomberg? If anyone criticizes your holiness about your soda ban, should they be put into a mental hospital? That's amazing, isn't it? Isn't that amazing? So I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Going back to the My Vegas thing, you cost me a lot of misery and all total $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had like chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to like 70 some odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days, but she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
And I was like, oh, that's it, that's it. I give her the Dynavite. After 5 weeks, she was starting to clear up. And then one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's clear. She's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bill Wattenberg here. For the past 11 years, I've been telling you about NewPain.com. Some things don't change. NewPain's commitment to offering quality Milgard products at reasonable prices put them in a class above their competitors. NewPain's proud to sell Milgard windows. Go to NewPain.com. That's N-E-W-P-A-N-E, like windowpane.com. And get prices on the complete line of Milgard windows in wood, fiberglass, vinyl, and aluminum. All offer high-performance, energy-efficient glazing. NewPain will sell you the windows directly if you or your contractor want to install them. And when you buy from NewPain, you'll never have to deal with the salesman in your home. NewPain will cut through all the nonsense and give you prices without the fairy tales. NewPain is one of Milgard's premier dealers. Go to NewPain.com or call them at 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263. And tell them Bill sent you.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
The new economic policies are what they are, so now how will they affect you and me? I'm Brian Sussman. I'd like you to join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar on Tuesday, April 23rd in Livermore or Thursday, April 25th in Lafayette, both at 7 p.m. How does your financial game plan look now with Uncle Sam digging deeper into your pocket? Pat Vitucci can help. Again, Tuesday, April 23rd at the Hilton Garden Inn in Livermore or Thursday, the 25th, Veterans Memorial Center in Lafayette, both 7 p.m. Call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. Pat Vitucci with me, Brian Sussman, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Over 200,000 customers are having a better hair day because of Ovation Cell Therapy.
I had a brush full of hair every day. Since I started using Ovation, my hair is fuller and it's not falling out in the shower or the brush. Ovation also worked for my husband with his breakage. Thanks for a wonderful product.
I'm a 40-year-old woman with extremely fine hair, and I've been coloring it for over 25 years. Using Ovation has decreased my hair loss and increased the fullness of my hair. I plan on using this product for the rest of my life.
Ovation works great. After my baby was born, my hair was falling out and breaking off like crazy. Now my hair looks and feels better and is growing faster than it ever has. Thanks, Ovation.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. ovationhair.com.
On the next morning show, it's a Thirsty Thursday. We'll bust the president's budget. We'll shoot up the Senate's gun plan. And you, the caller, 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green on KSFO.
What would you like to talk about? 855-400-7282. I'll never forget, just as I'm drifting around a little to have a little fun. And I'm starting to feel so strong, I feel like I could do a show all night. At first, I was dragging and tired. Now I'm rolling. So my father, again, yes, he's dead. Yes, the story, not boring. He'd take my hand, walk me on the Lower East Side of New York when I was a little boy. I hated it. It was disgusting. The very same disgusting street he had a store on, the apartments are $3 million now. And the streets look just as disgusting as they did when I was a little boy. Garbage in the street. The only difference is now every other store is a hipster bar. And these characters with the scraggly little pieces of hair running down on their lip are all over the street. And they're all smoking cigarettes. Huddling about global warming and gay marriage, I suppose. I don't know what they're talking about. But the apartments are $1 million, $2 million, $3 million on these horrible Rivington Street, Ludlow Street. Garbage everywhere. Filthy. So he walked with me with my hand, and we'd look, and there's garbage. I said, Dad, I hate it. He said, never mind, it'll make you stronger. I said, how can it make me stronger? He said, you're going to build up an immunity to diseases by being exposed to dirt. Said, oh, that sounds great. I mean, you take a kid, he doesn't understand that. But he was right. He said, you won't get polio. He said to me, he said, you won't get polio if I take you out in the street and make you walk in these streets and eat the food down here. Well, I don't know. That's probably not why I didn't get polio. But his theory, and it was not stupid, was that exposing a child to, germs and this and that was good for them. And many people don't understand that today, is that if you bring a child up in a hothouse, bottled water, oh, don't let your child drink tap water. Oh, no, bottled water and organic this, organic that. Make sure it's vegan, vegetarian. So the child's emaciated and has a mental collapse and needs to be put on drugs. Doesn't have enough carnitine from meat. Doesn't have sufficient protein to function. Brain isn't firing right. No B12, no B6. But he's a vegan, you see. And so therefore he's like a walking victim. But the mother's sure he's healthy, because she's protecting him from all the evils of Western civilization, including the Western diet. Well, anyway, the point is that, you know, who knows, maybe I did build up an immunity to various and sundry things because I was exposed to them. Another quick childhood story, I'll never forget it. I must have been 7, 6. He would make me go out and get lunch on my own in the streets to the restaurants. I hated it. I was afraid. They were so dirty. The people looked eerie to me. It was like a bad carnival. And he'd say, all right, go down to there was a horrible place. It's still there. Actually, it was like a bad luncheonette. It was filthy, like this Chinese restaurant. Disgusting. The windows were fogged over. I don't know why he sent me there. So I once went for him something and for me. I was 6 years old. I hated it. I was afraid. I go in. I get the sandwiches. I bring it back. My father opens the sandwich, and he sees a fly in it. He got infuriated. He threw the sandwich back in the bag, grabbed my hand, and practically pulled me down the street to the deli. And he goes in, and he screams at the guy. He says to him, how dare you give my son a tuna fish sandwich with a fly in it? And he shows him the sandwich, and the guy looks at him in typical New York fashion. He says, well, he said, I'm sorry for mixing meat with dairy, but I didn't charge you for the meat. You talk about cynicism. This is the way it was in those days. I didn't even understand the joke, but that's what the man actually said to him. They didn't give a damn. They could care less, very much like today. But there were no inspectors in those days. There was no Bloomberg protecting us from ourselves. So now we have a thing called immigration reform, which is a lie. It means amnesty for illegal aliens. And both parties are conspiring behind the scenes in a gang-like fashion, even calling themselves the Gang of Eight, which I think is ironic. They're a gang. They're no different than the Crips and the Bloods, only they're more powerful. They're more insulated. They're not subject to federal prosecution for conspiring in a RICO fashion to jam something down our throats. And they're saying, well, we're going to... Now, Obama, by the way, the corrupt Obama is encouraging the corrupt Democrat Party to rush the immigration bill through Congress the way they rushed Obamacare? How much can this country take until it gags it back onto the administration? How much can you take of this administration? This corrupt, dictatorial, I'll stop. How much can you take of it? How much can you take of it? We know why they passed Obamacare. It was not to help the poor. It was to rape the Treasury. It was to reward his cronies. It was to set up new insurance companies. It was made only to create more and greater corruption in the medical system. It will cost 15 times more than the medical system of today with 15 times less care. We all know that. Now they want to jam 30 million illegal aliens down our throats before we can even discuss it. And they have the nerve to say it's going to help the middle class when you know it's the exact opposite. It's unbelievable to me. So it's easy to see why so many people believe in conspiracies and why liberals seem to congregate and eat in Asian restaurants with cockroach droppings in their tofu. Mike on WMAL in Washington, go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike, I'm glad you brought it up. You know, it just brings me back some drastic memories. Full disclosure, though, you know, I have to be upfront with you. About 80% of these restaurants are the same. You know, I had one. It was an extortion mill. They'd come out every week on a weekend when it's busy. They tell you they need another $500 raise, $1,000 to go home. I mean, they were just...
Well, you mean the inspectors were extortionists?
No, the chefs. When the chef's seen you make a few bucks, you know, on a busy weekend.
Oh, so you owned an Asian restaurant and the chef would hold you up?
Oh, it's a big shakedown. It's better than Al Capone. And then they knock up the waitresses, and then you get an old 55-year-old, like, you made me laugh when you said put the hands together, they come down bowing.
No, don't they? Don't the libs put the hands together and bow?
Oh, and these are Washington libs I had, so you know, you could imagine.
That's amazing. No, I do it as a stereotype, but they're all the same. And don't they say thank you for a napkin and a glass of water 50 times?
17 times, Mike. 17 times. Thank you.
I don't understand this. They go and eat in the restaurant, and then they thank the owner for serving them. They paying the guy, let's say, $52 for two meals, and then they say thank you 50 times and bow to him. The owner thinks they're insane.
Mike,
why isn't the Asian owner bowing to him saying thank you to the white guy? Report, $700 million in Katrina relief money went missing. How does $700 million go missing? They can't find it. How does $1.7 billion of Corzine's fund go missing and he doesn't go to jail? How did that happen? How did Paulson, who was the Treasury Secretary, oversee the collapse of civilization and never pay 10 cents in retribution? Where is Paulson? How do these things work? Whereas if an immigrant kid robs a gold necklace out of a jewelry stand, he goes to jail for 12 years and gets deported. How does that work?
Savage.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns at Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. A new report shows California Community College students are having a harder time achieving their academic goals. An analysis found 49.2% of students who enrolled in 2006 to earn a certificate or transfer to a four-year college did so within 6 years. Rate was 52.3% for students who started college in 2002. The student success scorecard was released Friday by California Community Colleges, which serves 2.4 million students at 112 campuses. KSFO traffic right now in the East Bay, 580 westbound at North Flynn Road there. We do have a car that's blocking the fast lane there. Looks like they're trying to get it off into the center divide, but there's also debris in that left-hand lane. KSFO weather, partly cloudy skies, some fog moving in overnight, lows in the upper 40s and low 50s. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny after the morning fog burns off, highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. I've never seen rates this low since I started Lennox Financial over 10 years ago. But I can assure you this, that the rates will be going up soon. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. So call Lennox Financial, 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we'll sell you parts and deliver them straight to your door. But do we stop there? Well, technically, yes. We don't come inside your house or anything. But we do keep going. Metaphorically. Because when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is absolutely free. Great deals, great parts, and free delivery. All at AdvanceAutoParts.com. One more way. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts. See site for details.
On the next morning show, it's a Thirsty Thursday. We'll bust the president's budget. We'll shoot up the Senate's gut.
Savage Nation. North Korea, as you know, is an issue. I mean, you could look away. And I'm trying to entertain you as well. You don't know whether the guy is, you know, just full of bluster and he's insecure. And he says, you know, he's going to blow us up. I mean, they approved a nuclear strike on the United States. And the basketball player in chief has said nothing. Where is he tonight? A president's supposed to calm the American people at a time like this and either say, don't take him seriously, he's a putz. Don't believe the fat, rotund one. We'll wipe him off the planet. Something. Would Reagan have just stood by and gone to a black tie dinner to raise money after a little dictatorship threatens us with a nuclear strike? This is a president to you? This is a president to you. A great man, a great man. Would you? Oh, well, he's such a great man that he doesn't respond to such bellicose threats. Oh, I feel much better. What if he did something, though? Don't you understand? See, here's what bothers me. First of all, they have nuclear capacity. That's A. That's in case you don't know it. Second of all, they have missile delivery capacity because Bush didn't knock down their towers when they were building them. That's B. So you have to take them seriously, right? Well, The Pentagon said it's going to send ground-based THAAD missile interceptor batteries to protect military bases in Guam. Well, that's good. The thug is threatening to beat us up, and instead of striking him first, we're sitting here waiting for him to strike us. He said, I'm going to beat you up. I'm going to smack you down. I'm going to give you the worst beating of your life. And instead of saying, oh, okay, here it is, buddy, and taking him down, we're sending an interceptor or this or that. Don't you ever lift a finger. If you lift a finger one more, you say one more word. If you ever lift, if you dare lift a hand, I'll, that's what it is. He's actually beating us in the rhetoric. Ooh, let's run with a THAAD interceptor set. Girls, do we have a THAAD set? The same girls who don't know what a magazine clip is, they're sitting there in the White House dictating to the military what to do. They don't know what a magazine clip is. Never fired a Daisy BB gun, but they're going to authorize the military to protect us. Okay, I feel very secure tonight. It's unreal. Let's listen to Hagel the Bagel, who has suddenly found his mojo. Listen to clip four.
We don't have any choice in defending this country but to anticipate worst-case scenarios. We do know the North Koreans have missile capability.
Good.
We know that they have significant capability.
Good.
And as we think through long-term threats, we have to plan, sure, for short-term, but also for long-term. And every decision that's made, and the announcement that was made a couple of weeks ago, wasn't some knee-jerk reaction to the young leader's threats in North Korea.
Next one, five.
You only need to be wrong once. And I don't know what president or what chairman or what secretary of defense wants to be wrong once when it comes to nuclear threats. So there was an awful lot of thought that went into this and strategic thinking and all that goes into these kinds of
What's strategic decisions. Thinking? I don't understand. What's strategic thinking? I don't understand. What have they done so far? They moved a thermal high-altitude area defense, truck-mounted systems that can pinpoint an enemy missile, allegedly track the projectile, launch an interceptor to bring it down. Okay, good. We've moved ships there. Good. What else have we done? We're waiting to be hit. Again, we're waiting. We're waiting for him to hit us to see, well, will he do what he wants? Will he actually hit us, Mary? Mary, do you think he'll hit us? I don't think so. I don't know, but we better get ready in case he decides to hit us. After all, we're America and we're evil. In a way, we deserve to be hit, Mary. We've done such evil. I mean, after all, we bombed Japan, didn't we, Mary? I mean, it would only be fair, Mary, if, you know, I don't mean a big hit, but it would serve us right, Mary, wouldn't it? If they did to us in a little way what we did to them. But wait a minute, Korea's not Japan. It's sort of generically the same, Mary. And we deserve it. You don't think this thinking goes on in the academic White House, do you? You have no idea who's running this country, do you? You haven't the slightest idea who these people are. I do. Never met them, but I met the type. It's generic. It's generic. There's a generic type running the country right now. How does that work? Does anyone explain that? The bigger the crime, then it becomes fine? It's rapes now in India. I wouldn't go to India for any amount of money. I never liked India. Of all the places I've gone to, I've never wanted to go to India. I never had an attraction. I like Indian people, don't get me wrong. But what's there for me to see? What, the Ganges River? Well, why would I go there? I don't understand people's obsession with these countries. They all want to come here. Why would I want to go there? It's the same to me even with France and Italy. I don't want to go there. Whenever I have a yen to go to France, I walk past the French restaurant and look at it, and then I say, that's it for a while. I see the French waiters misbehaving, or I go to it. I want to know, truthfully, I go to a French restaurant. I don't eat much in French restaurants anymore. I'm not into hot cuisine. I like low cuisine, not of the Thai variety. I like basic peasant food that I cook myself, and I know what's in it. I'm not into creams and sauces and butter and, you know, too much salt. I don't know. Some people like to eat that way. They get sick. So here we are. North Korea approves merciless nuke attack on USA. There's a conspiracy theory out there that lizard people are running the world, shifters of some kind. I think most of them live in Boca Raton. I don't understand it. In one of the most highly Obama's the Antichrist, Mitt Romney, new public policy, bullying, this, you know, left-wing. Here. A certain number of people think that shape-shifting reptilian people run the world. Well, you know, you come to Florida, right? 4% of Americans believe in lizard people. Not too far from the truth. They look like they mated with, like, alligators, half the people down there, the local one. They look like they're half alligator, half people. Here's a conspiracy theory sent to me by a wise individual. Is the USA directing North Korea to threaten us so they have an excuse to push the budget up on military spending to defend us just when it was being cut? There you go. See? How's that one? You haven't heard that one yet today. Is Kim Jong-un just a stooge of China, and did our people in the Pentagon tell their friends in China who visit our ships all the time not to study our cuisine? Did they tell them to tell the junkyard dog in North Korea, the pit bull, you threatened them just when blah, 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 and then therefore they won't cut the military? Is it possible? I don't know. It's a good one. Is the USA directing North Korea so they have an excuse to push the budget through for military spending to defend us? That's plausible. That's like a fireman setting a fire. That's all. They wouldn't do that, would they? You're a great American. You're really a great American. You're working a firehouse. You're a great American. To me, you're a grating American if you say that. I just wrote this because I'm trying the power of positive thinking. Because I can get very negative, right, like everyone. So I'm trying to, like, reprogram my brain. So I said, write down what you like about South Florida, why you come here. Once you have to write down why you like someplace or why you're happily married here, the 9 reasons I like Roberta, when the psychiatrist tells you, write down 6 reasons you like your wife. 1, I like her because 2, you can't get past 1. 1, because... And then you go back to the shrink. No, I'm making the thing up. Okay, turn it around. The woman has to write 6 things she likes about the husband that she can't stand. And she gets stuck on number 1. She gets stuck on number 1. She can't think of 1 thing. So they both go back to the shrink or the marriage and family counselor, and they both have, like, they're up to 1 together. And they say, okay, well, what did you write about her? And the guy's stuck. I don't know. I couldn't get past 1. Roberta, what'd you write about Harold? Truthfully, doctor, I don't know. I couldn't think of 1 thing I like about him. And then he puts his hands together, the doctor, in a temple-like fashion, again, like in an Asian restaurant. And he puts his head down, and he goes, Well, this indicates that you're so carefully bonded together that it's paraverbal. It transcends the verbal. You people are really made for each other because it doesn't reduce itself to 6 or 7 individual points. You are bonded. This is the kind of malarkey. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. But if you have a plastic mind, you can think through anything. So when I said to you, maybe there's a conspiracy theory that North Korea is being told the defense contractors went and talked to the Defense Department guys, and they went and talked to whoever, and they called China, and they said, look, I'm going to talk to the guy in North Korea and make him the bum bang on the table, they're going to launch, take him Guam. This way we can move our ships. We can send in batteries, and the American people can think that we need the money, and therefore don't cut us off at the leg. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, this is Walt Clyde Frazier with a message for every man listening right now. Are you making more bathroom trips than you used to? Are you waking up at night to go? If you said yes, I want you to take down a phone number. Because for a limited time, you can try free bottles Super Beta Prostate. You heard right, you can try the most trusted supplement for prostate health free. Super Beta Prostate is my number one pick for men over 40 because it has ingredients shown to reduce bathroom trips and reduce waking at night to go. I like it because it's all natural and it works. If I didn't believe in Super Beta, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Take it from Clyde. You have got to make this call.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, just call 1-800-794-5642. Hurry. This free offer's for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-794-5642. That's 1-800-794-5642. Call 1-800-794-5642.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Really? Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with the LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Get LifeLock protection risk-free for 60 days. If you're not convinced, notify LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code ENROLL60. Or call 1-800-307-9831, 1-800-307-9831, 1-800-307-9831. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
40 days and 40 nights might have been fine for Noah, but not when it comes to getting a home loan. Don't get taken for a long boat ride by some big bank when you could fund your loan in a matter of days at Crestline Funding. Hi, I'm Scott Brown, president of Crestline Funding. Not only will we get your loan done fast, we'll do it for no cost. No points, no fees with a 2.75% fixed rate and APR. That's right, no points, no fees with a 2.75% rate and APR. Crestline Funding is a local lender that's funded billions of dollars of loans to California families just like you. And right now, you can get a no-cost fixed-rate loan at just 2.75% rate and APR. Don't miss the boat on this great offer that can save you thousands over the life of your loan. Call Crestline Funding today at 800-299-9400. 800-299-9400. 800-299-9400. Crestline Funding, your friend in the mortgage business.
Based on $417,000 loan amount, owner-occupied, 75% LTV with impounds. 10-year term. Not all applicants will qualify. DRE number 01190897. NMLS 1978.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
On the next morning show, it's a Thirsty Thursday. We'll bust the president's budget. We'll shoot up the Senate's gun plan. And you, the caller, 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green on KSFO.
Having a good time. All the crazy stuff that lunatics believe in. That Obama's a Muslim. That there's no global warming. You know, if you're not a Democrat, you can't believe in anything. You have no thinking whatsoever. You are a lizard person. We know Obama's not a Muslim, even though both fathers were Muslim and he went to a madrasas. You can't believe a thing like that. No. Only fools don't believe in global warming. That's the official party line. Only fools don't believe the New York Times is all invented propaganda day and night. WABC, Andrew, welcome to the Savage Nation.
He is the worst bower. The liberals, they can't even do that right. When they bow, they mess it up.
Well, isn't the bowing basically from India? All Asian cultures don't bow to each other.
From what I thought, they all do in China.
I never see them bow to each other, pardon me, looking from the outside in. I mean, I don't see them giving the bow with the hand thing. That's a, like a white lib with the hair on the chin, thinking that it's very, very sophisticated.
The proper way to do it is you just slightly roll your shoulders forward with your hands together. And
oh, yeah, I'll remember that the next time I go in for some dim sum.
But President Obama was way off. He did it real fast and went real low. You're not supposed to go there.
Wait, this is a family show, sir. Please, stop with the real low. That's just cultural observations, the bowing thing, the libs. I don't bow in Asian restaurants. They think you're crazy if you do. I see them look at them. They're puzzled. They scratch their head. What do you think of my idea that Kim Jong-un was told to threaten us in order for the Defense Department to move ships, planes, trains, et cetera, munitions, whatever, and to make us feel that they're going to protect us and we can't cut their budget at all? So that means there's a division within the Obama administration, by the way. If my conspiracy theory is true, that would mean the Defense Department's working against Hagel and against Obama, who are trying to sequester the military into a supine posture that we can never recover from. It's pretty frightening with the lunatic in North Korea. You could see the schizophrenia in America, the split in the Western world between, you know, the makers, the takers. Margaret Thatcher dies. I haven't talked about her. We know that she was a fine conservative woman, the first female prime minister of Britain, set Britain on a new course, dumped the welfare state. And basically you see the degenerate psychos in England calling her a witch, drinking in the streets, celebrating her death. These are the tolerant liberals, the naked face of the tolerant liberals. But don't call on that. I'm sure it's been done by other shows, you know. What's the point of talking about it? That's that. That's mine. It's my view. That's all. Here in the San Francisco Bay Area, nothing. Foes of fracking. That's all. They don't even know what fracking is, but they're against it. Mainly actors and actresses who are no longer acting and acting. Stoned addicts. Stoned on Xanax. Afraid of fracking. Fracking is the new danger. Global warming, acid rain, and fracking. So we can move away from that. I wish you just approved the pipeline so we could become less dependent upon the Arabs. Don't you think that would make sense? Have a nice pipeline from Canada right to refineries here in America. Wouldn't that make sense instead of sending it to Vancouver and having it shipped to China? Geniuses. I'm a born-again talk show host. Yep. Like Lazarus, I rose from the dead. That's all. So here we are. I mean, it's a weird time to be in radio. And we look at the political world and how crazy it's become. The hatred. You can see the hatred where it's coming from when you have a left intent upon transforming America into a socialist nation with a nanny state dictating the terms of our life from cradle to grave and a complete fraudster in the White House, a man who lives the high life while telling you to follow the low life. A man who tells you to tighten your belt while he loosens his. A man who has party after party, vacation after vacation. The wife lives like a queen. The children live like queens. And the media looks the other way. Yep, some soul coming out of the White House. Anyway, this is a very dangerous time because we have such an imposter at the highest level of government. And then we have a maniac in North Korea who apparently says, you know what, I'm not afraid of you, I'm not afraid of your military. And shockingly, our military cancels the test of an ICBM the other day for fear that it could provoke Kim Jong-un. Have you ever heard of this in your life? Can you imagine another American president saying, well, we were going to test their ICBM just to make sure they're not rusty and the people in the army know how to use it. But you know what, we don't want to test it because Kim Jong-un may get the wrong impression. So we're canceling an ICBM test. Do you have any idea what danger we're in? This is astonishing, isn't it? And these are the people who are taking away your soda, your fat, your sugar, your bullets, your guns, your very freedoms. These are the bully Democrats who, in my opinion, should be arrested for what they're doing. 855-400-7282. This is a very depressing time to be living in America, to see how rotten, how far the cancer has spread. The cancer has metastasized from City Hall to the top of the heap. So they say that Republicans at 34% are more likely than Democrats at 15% to believe that a secretive power elite with a globalist agenda is conspiring to rule the world. Well, you can count me amongst those who believe that there is not only a global elite conspiring to rule the world, but there is a global elite that actually does rule the world. And their puppets are drug-addicted fools who don't know the first thing about a magazine or a magazine article. A global elite runs the world. Now, these are functional conspiracy theories. Perhaps it's created, of course, by a far-left fanatical organization that's a front for the Democrat Party and it's an attempt to make Republicans and conservatives look foolish. But the fact of the matter is, they say that in one of the most highly partisan results, close to 60% of GOP voters believe global warming is a hoax, compared to 23% of Democrats. Duh. What do you mean, believe? The science is in. It is a hoax. The warmists may as well believe that reptiles rule the earth. The warmest may as well believe that the earth is square and not round. It's pretty clear that there is no global warming caused by mankind, which is not to say we like pollution. That's not the point. There's no science supporting global warming. It's an industry, very much like the ADD drug industry. There are fortunes being made on that big lie. What do you mean? We're stupid because we understand the truth? I can show you 1,200 scientists who say there's no global warming. And you'll show me the state scientists who say it is because their careers and income is tied to it. Right. Okay. So it's an attempt to smear anyone who doesn't believe in the liberal liberal lies, shall I say. But some of them persist. Some of them persist, such as, is Obama a Muslim? It's hard not to believe he's a Muslim. And so what if he is? I mean, he should just come out of the religious closet and say, I am a Muslim and I'm proud. My father was a Muslim. My adopted father was a Muslim. Therefore, I am a Muslim. He should just say it. Wouldn't hurt his ratings with the Democrats. They hate Israel. So how would it hurt them? That's because Islam is such a tolerant religion in most parts of the world as it's practiced. Just ask the president and everyone else who talks about it with such glowing terms. It's more tolerant than modern Christianity, according to them. If you tell a big lie often enough, it becomes the truth, such as high-capacity magazines, once they're expended of ammunition, you have to throw them away. They can't be used again. If you ban soda in New York City of a certain size, people will lose weight and be healthier. See, that's called propaganda, the big lie.
Savage.